The Lord be with you.
And with your
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone in debt to us. And do not subject us to the final test.'" The Gospel of the Lord. So once again, I invite you to read the charming, intriguing, and challenging book of Jonah. Just four chapters. You could read it in 15 minutes. A few ideas from the last chapter that you heard today. First point is this. Has it ever happened to you that someone did you wrong, did you evil, and you wanted to get even with that person? Hello? Hey, I mean, face it. We all have. I mean, have we given in to it? Hopefully not. If someone does us wrong, hey, eye for eye and tooth for tooth, okay? As we say in New York, even Steven. Okay. Or Spanish, igualito, igualito, no? So the book of Jonah is very, very applicable to the human heart. But God doesn't want that. Jonah has an Old Testament heart. Eye for eye and tooth for tooth. Not good enough. Jesus says, if someone smacks you on one cheek, someone asks for your, give them your shirt too. Someone asks you to walk a mile, Jesus says to pray for your enemies. Very hard. We're talking about a supernatural reality. And many people just live on a natural plane. You're here, you're listening to the Word of God, you're going to receive the Eucharist, you should be trying to live a supernatural life. Always. And that's a life in which we transcend our natural inclinations. We transcend it. We go beyond it. So Jonah is very easy for us to identify with him. Okay, second point. It was a hot day, and God grew a gourd tree. Gourd has nothing to do with gordito in Spanish, okay? A gourd tree. And Jonah just loved that gourd tree. And he took advantage of the shade to prevent him from getting heat, getting burnt because very hot. But then God sent a worm. And the worm bit at the root of the gourd tree, and the gourd tree died. And Jonah got very angry at God. Okay, this is now a question for Ignatian spirituality. What gourd tree are you attached to? Holy indifference. And we all have a gourd tree, not gordito, but a gourd tree that we are attached to. And if God takes it away, we fuss, we kick, we scream, we holler like a two-year-old toddler, huh? So maybe ask, if you have enough courage, ask God to point out to you, what is your gourd tree that you're attached to? And when God takes it away, the book of Job, naked I came from my mother's womb, naked I returned to the earth, the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. For if we receive good things from the Lord, should we not receive also the evil? Amen? Now that last verse has always been somewhat intriguing. God is trying to teach Jonah, look, mercy is what I want. These people are converted. I want to save them. I don't want to blast them. And then God says, look, 120,000 people, they were converted. Now there's one phrase I love, and it's very applicable today. For these people, they don't know the difference between their right hand and their left hand. You know what that means? Totally ignorant. Don't we live in the same reality today? How many Catholics could tell, not to embarrass you, how many Catholics could name the Ten Commandments in order? Daily communicants. Probably half of you could not. Don't get angry at me. You'll probably get maybe 7 or 8, get them out of order, no? And it's something that we should have learned in second grade, and we should have that memorized. We should. Now, you people are among the most well-educated people in the parish. What about the people that come to Mass just on Sunday? What are the people that just come to Mass on Ash Wednesday? What about the people that just come 3 times when they're hatched, matched, and dispatched, huh? Bautizado, casado, despachado. They throw water, rice, and then dirt. So we're living in the same type of reality today. So much ignorance out there. So much ignorance. Then the last phrase is, and what about so many cattle? That's a very mysterious passage. Leave that for your own interpretation. So the book of Jonah, everyone here can identify with Jonah. We run away from God. God pulls us by the hair and he places us where he wants us to be anyway. There's a conversion of people. We get angry over it. We're attached to our gourd tree. We're living with so many people that are ignorant. We have maybe more education than them. We can sometimes look down on them. And it's a very human book. And as I said the other day, my first book that I wrote, that was one of the best chapters that I wrote was, I called The Jonah Complex. Now what is the responsorial psalm? Lord, you are merciful and gracious. Right? That's exactly what Jonah was not. Jonah was not merciful. And gracious, far from it. He was crotchety, cantankerous, caught a hoodoo, you know, that's the type of person he was. Huh? So let's pray that we would be merciful and gracious. Today, my friends, we celebrate a modern saint that died when I was a little child. Did you hear what I said at the beginning of the Mass, or were your ears clogged with potatoes? He's canonized. Just a few years ago, 2014, canonized with John Paul II. Who do we celebrate today? Only a few of you responded, huh? Pope John the 23rd. There couldn't be a more marked contrast between two saints that were canonized than those two. They were totally different. Totally different. John the 23rd came from a very simple family. He was not an intellectual like John Paul II. He was elected when he was close to 80 years old. He was an Italian. He only lasted about 5 years. Talk about a contrast. John Paul II, the exact opposite. First class intellectual, was Pope for how many years? 78 to 27 years? A Pole. But John the 23rd is a charming saint that all of us should get to know. Charming saint. And I invite you to get the DVD. Any of you see the DVD? Am I the only one? I'm the only one. Okay, two or three. Hey, get it. It's a great presentation, a two-minute presentation of the historical times, the Cuban Missile Crisis and Vietnam, and just a turmoil of a time. And John the 23rd did something that shocked the whole world. And you're going to see how the Cardinal Ottaviani, who was the one that they thought would be the new Pope, Ottaviani, who was ultra-conservative, tried to rake him through the coals. What he did was he called Vatican II. He's only got a couple of years to go before he's going to die. He calls the most influential council in the church in the past 500 years. Up until the Council of Trent, that would have been the most important council in the church in 500 years. Here you have this old, decrepit pope that calls it. Everyone was shocked. Totally shocked. And he said, we're going to do it. So he started Vatican II, and he died during Vatican II. And then Montini, we call Pope Paul VI, was elected a new pope, and he was the one that brought it to a conclusion. And John Paul II felt it was his obligation to carry it out. Now, Pope Benedict Emeritus was there at that council. He's still living. He's a brilliant 30-year-old theologian from Germany. So, on that council, 16 important documents. Well-educated Catholics should read those documents. Are you well educated? Hello? You want to be, right? And you should all read the four dogmatic constitutions, which are De Verbum, which is on the Bible, Sacrosanctum Concilium, the Mass, Gaudium et Spes, in the Church in the modern world, Lumen Gentium, the most important, 8 chapters. On the church. In the 5th chapter, the universal call to holiness. We're all called to become great saints. And the 8th chapter, one of the greatest chapters in church history, on the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary is Mater Ecclesiae. Mary is the mother of the church. Two short anecdotes in the life of John the 23rd. John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul II, had a great admiration for Fulton Sheen. Such that they deferred to Fulton Sheen because of his knowledge. And some of you who are my age, not too many New Yorkers here, there was real tension between Sheen and Cardinal Spellman. Yeah. Cardinal Spellman, who was the most famous cardinal in the United States back in the 50s and 60s, He and Fulton Sheen. So John the 23rd knew about this. And Fulton Sheen came to Rome. And John the 23rd said, "Hey, Fulty, come here. Let's take a photo together to make Spellman jealous." Great jokester. Once someone asked him, "Your Holiness, how many people work in the Vatican?" And he said, "About half of them." You know, he was gordito, gordon. I mean, he was chubby. And he said, "Lord, you knew for all eternity I was going to be Pope. You could have made me a little bit more photogenic, no?" But I'd like to leave you with one of my favorite anecdotes in the life of John the 23rd. And this is for all of us. How many people here have ever worried in your life? Worried, preoccuparse, preoccupones, no? We all have, right? Even today we're probably worrying about something. In the very midst of his papacy, when you had that Cuban Missile Crisis, the possibility of a world war between Russia, Cuba, and the United States. Remember that, some of you? Very serious. That could have been another world war. With Castro, and you got Khrushchev, and then you got Kennedy back in the 60s. John the 23rd had to intervene. And maybe it was because of him that war did not break out. He wrote these documents, Pacem in Terris, Peace on Earth, these beautiful documents. But this is what he said one night, in the midst of all these problems. He said, "Lord, the church is yours, I'm going to bed." You laugh at that, but what's humility? Here's the most important person in the world. He says, "Lord, I mean, I've done all I can. The church is in your hands. I'm going to bed." So I hope that you really love the saints. John the 23rd has got a beautiful diary. It's called The Story of the Soul. So get to know and love the saints. Pray to the saints. Imitate the saints, and you'll become a saint also. Amen.